This is the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National, of the Pacifica Foundation's National Board Finance Committee meeting for February 23rd, 2021. My name is James Sagerton. I'm the current chair of the National Board Finance Committee, and we believe we have a quorum. Mr. Secretary, I'm going to ask you to call the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Nick Arena.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Present.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Okay, that's nine, and that's certainly a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Did I hear someone speak?
No, that was.
I think I have a little echo.
That was a noise on my line.
No worry. Okay. Now we go to item three on our agenda, adopt the agenda. And in order to do that, I will read the agenda. Number one is convene the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Number two is roll call. Number three is adopt agenda. Number four is the chair's announcements for 5 minutes. Number five is minutes approval, 2 minutes. Number six is the ICFO report. For 15 minutes for the report and questions and answers. Number seven is a review of the National Office budget, 60 minutes. Number eight is reports from the stations on budget timeline progress, KPFK and KPFT, for 2 minutes. Number nine is unfinished business. Number 10 is new business. Number 11 is adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, is there any discussion of the agenda? Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. Now we go on to the chair's announcements. This is going to be longer than usual, but not too long. I did this because it's the first day of our new session. And we have some new people here, and we have listeners who may be new. And as we know, we have a wide range of people on the committee, some who have large experience in financial matters, others that have less but have more policy focus. And this will give them some initial information to get started. So I'll go ahead. I am James Sagerton, the current chair of the Pacifica National Boards, or the PNB's National Finance Committee, the NFC. As you know, the National Finance Committee has 11 voting members, consisting of the five treasurers of the five stations, five PNB directors, one from each of the five stations, and elected by the PNB, and finally, the chief financial officer. Our current accounting firm is the National Educational Telecommunications Association, known as NETA. They also provide us with human resources and payroll services. The main function of the NFC is to assist the PNB in its fiduciary duty to provide oversight on financial matters. We review the budgets submitted by our business entities or units, modify and or approve them as received, and then send them to the PNB with an appropriate recommendation for approval or other action. We also develop and recommend a formula for the payment of central services fees to the national office from the business units. Additionally, we review the monthly financials provided by our business units and compiled by our accountants and our CFO, and review other related matters that come before us from time to time. Pacifica has been adapting to losses of audience and income in a changing media environment and the ongoing pandemic. We are carrying debt that is historically high for us, but which is small compared to our assets. Our immediate concerns are cash flow and payroll shortages. For the first time in years, the NFC is attempting to accomplish its main function by reviewing and successfully assisting the PMB to approve workable budgets for all eight of our budgeted business entities. Those are the radio stations KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WBAI, and WBFW, the national office, known as the NO or the PNO, the Pacifica Affiliates Network of over 200 radio stations in North America and around the world, known as PAN, P-A-N, and the Pacifica Radio Archives, the PRA. No budgets were approved by the PMB in fiscal year 2020 and for several years before. We are already in the second and now the third quarter of fiscal year 2021, and the PMB has approved budgets for only three of our eight business entities. We have much more work to do. To help us in that work, tonight we will be seating three newly elected director members of the NFC. The NFC welcomes, alphabetically by station, KPFK listener director Beth Von Guten, KPFT listener director Lyndon Foley, and WPFW listener director Julie Hewitt. The NFC thanks outgoing KPFK staff director Polina Vasiliev, KPFT listener director Dwayne Lark, and WPFW listener director Nancy Sorden for their work on the committee. And it was a lot of work, a lot of meetings, double the meetings this year. At the February 18, 2021 meeting, of the PNB, three resolutions to streamline Pacifica's accounting and three unit budgets from the NFC were passed. This was a hopeful step forward toward getting Pacifica's financials in order for the purposes of extending our credit. That's a reference to the big loan, the so-called big loan, applying for Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB, and other grants, and attracting both small and major donations. At the aforementioned February 18, 2021 PNB meeting, the chair incorrectly read the NFC motion to establish a new central services formula. At the next PNB meeting, the chair will offer a motion to rescind the resolution and substitute corrected language as passed by the NFC. The chair takes full responsibility for the error and is investigating how it happened. The National Telecommunications Association, known as NETA, has provided the PNB with a breakdown of the first draw of Payroll Protection Program, or PPP, money that was allocated between Pacifica's eight budgeted business entities. Board members, please check your email and share with your LSBs and management, including your treasurers, of course. Tonight, we will review the national office budget. The following resolution was passed by the PNB at the October 29, 2020 PNB meeting. Quote, the PNB requests that the LSBs submit a proposed draft of fiscal year 2021 budgets within two weeks to the NFC. If a budget is not submitted within 2 weeks to the NFC, we will begin to create a budget for the stations based on available financial data, unquote. David Bays, the new general manager of KPFT, has forwarded a draft budget for KPFT to the interim executive director. The monthly financials and other significant materials are simultaneously copied to the NFC, the IED, the PNB officers, and the GMs. Please review them before NFC meetings and be ready to discuss and ask questions if you wish. At the June 11th, 2020 meeting of the PNB, a resolution was adopted that directed, among other things, that, quote, all units, excluding the national office, should provide a plan within 1 week to the NFC, the PNB, and the IED that balances expenses and revenues if the units in the preceding 6 months have had expenses that exceeded revenues. That is, if a station's expenses are exceeding its income by 10%, the plan should show an expense decrease of 10%, unquote. Treasurers are requested to remind their respective GMs of the need to submit these plans immediately. Reports from the stations on the progress of their budget processes will be a regular item on the agenda until budgets are complete, unless there is an objection. And finally, election of a chair for the NFC will begin at our next meeting. That's to give the new people a chance to break in a little bit. The agenda. Okay, I already read that. I'm reading on through this. Okay, so that's the chair's announcements. And now we go to minutes approval. Mr. Secretary, I understand you have some minutes.
Yeah. We have the minutes from the last meeting. And before we do that, I will point out that when we do elections at the next meeting, it will be for chair and secretary. All right. I move to approve the minutes of the February 9th, 2021 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion, any additions or corrections? Hearing none, and with the understanding that they are always available for corrections or additions at a later date, we'll consider them approved. We go now to number six, the ICFO report. This is 15 minutes report and question and answer. And just to let the new people know, sometimes this takes longer than the scheduled amount of time because Anita Sims, our ICFO, is our one of our main sources of information, and frequently people have questions. Anita, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, I do not have January's financials to present. We've found out today, I believe, that the information was just in from one of the stations. So we'll pull that consolidated by tomorrow, and hopefully I can send it out Friday. Again, we will discuss it at our next meeting. I also wanted to bring your attention. One of the schedules that I sent out was really the unpaid amount for the stations, an update, if you will, of the central services. And hopefully you have that in front of you. It's called Pacifico Station Payments. And what that is really a combination of what is outstanding for 2019 and 20 and, of course, 21. So, and again, I apologize. This document probably did not go out till later on in the day. My computer froze up, and I probably had lost a couple of hours of work, really. But again, what that reflects is the outstanding of over $1 million, $153 to the national office, if you will. And I'm just glancing at the consolidated for you new folks, and maybe that you either want to look at it and then be happy to exchange email or answer any questions at any time on it. Again, we're tracking it pretty well. The bulk seems to be that is outstanding. 2019 was $270,000 from the different stations, and we have those individually. And when you do have a chance to look at the spreadsheet, also for unpaid for 2020 was $486,000, and then of course so far for 21. $396,000, which tells me very little, if any, has been paid for 2021. Again, any questions on that?
Anita, I'm just going to make a quick comment, and that's to let the members know, and especially the new members, if you check your email, you'll find these documents, and we usually ask people to send them out right before the meeting so that they're easily located. And Anita did do that. So if you check your email, you'll find these documents not too deep into your email. Any other questions?
Chris Corey to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I don't have that document in front of me right now. Anita, this would be like an accrual of the outstanding payables. Is that what the document is, what the numbers are reflecting?
Right, but it's for central services. I'll send that to you, Chris.
Is it labeled? Hold on. It might have come to my Pacific. I have two different inboxes, one just for Pacifica and one for one for all the other stations. Is it labeled fiscal 19 to 21 Pacifica station payments?
Correct.
Okay, I do have that one. Okay, rather than asking you the next question, let me just pull that up, and I'll get on the stack if anybody else has any questions.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to be recognized.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Anita, I did not get a copy of that. I've gotten the preliminary budget for P&O. I may have misspoken. Was that the copy of Central Services Calc? No.
Let me send it to you. Is this Lyndon?
Lyndon Foley. Yes, please.
Yes, I have your email.
Okay, thank
you. Anita, could you say again what the title of the document is?
It's Pacifica Station Payment.
Thank you.
FY21.
Yeah, it starts out FY19 to FY20.
Correct.
This is Beth von Gunten, and I don't have those documents either.
Okay.
I'm new.
Okay. And I don't have your email address, I don't think.
Okay. I have yours somewhere, I think. I'll try to send you mine.
Okay. Thank you. And usually there's a consolidated tab also on the spreadsheet, and that's really what I was just referencing. So in the central service, the outstanding amount is over $1 million, $1,153,000. And then there's some other costs there, benefit costs that are outstanding, or payroll, if you will. Should I move on to the next sheet?
Sure, we can come back to that if people have questions. Chris, did you have a question?
Yeah, I do now. Thank you. Okay. So in column K, columns K and L, those are total for the 3-year period. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Do you have anything else, Anita?
Not on that spreadsheet.
On any other matter?
No, sir. I wasn't sure. I think it's... No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm looking at the agenda and just realized the budget for the Pacific office is next.
Right. And that is also in the email. It's just, you know, came recently, and everybody should be able to find that. Again, not very deep in their email. Just for mine, it's just 2 or 3 items in.
R. Paul for some.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. This is, I guess, a question for the interim CFO. But if anybody else on here can answer it, what's the status of the loan payment? We have the big loan that's supposed to come due on, as far as I know, March 31st, and I know there's the committee in the PNB working on stuff about this, but we haven't heard much about that. Could we hear if there's any kind of an update?
I don't have an update. I'm part of the group that is in, a meeting on Thursday. I think I received an invite. We've been making the payments to it, the national office, but that's all the knowledge that I have on it. And it's in April, I believe, where the it's due.
Yeah, my information is April 21st is the due date.
Chris Corey to the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, yeah, I can just fill in the gaps there. Yes, we are having a meeting about this subject on this Thursday. It's a special meeting that was called by Alex, and we'll cover this issue then. Hopefully, we'll be able to develop a strategy during that session. But James has the date correct. It is April 21st. At least that's the last number I was given.
I'll just add that... We are involved currently in discussions with the lender, and it's, you know, as in any such negotiation, it's a little delicate, and so we're doing all of that negotiating is being done privately, and you know, as soon as we can give more information, we will. But people should know we are involved in ongoing negotiations. It was widely publicized earlier that there's a potential extension in the works. There's a question of how long the extension will be, what the exact terms of it will be, and all of that is under negotiation, so we really don't want to say too much about it now. But our attorney, our corporate counsel, has been in communication with FJC about those matters.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. I'm going to assume now that we can move on. And I'm going to back up just a little bit here for a moment, because I had suggested to the new members that I would give them an opportunity to introduce themselves if they chose to do so as new members on the committee. And some indicated that they would be interested, and, you know, I never liked doing it myself, so I'm not asking for a lot, but if anyone has a few things to say about themselves so that they can familiarize the committee with themselves, now would be a good time, I think. Does anybody want to volunteer? We have Lyndon and Beth and Julie.
This is Beth. I'm not eager, but I'm willing.
Thank you, Beth. That's appreciated.
I'm Beth Von Gunten, here from KPFK. I was elected to the LSB for the first time a year ago in December, was seated in December, and sat on many of the committees there, with the exception of finance. And Seth was elected to the National Governance Committee last year also. And then in September, our chair resigned, and I was asked to chair. And I did that for a few months until one of our PNB directors resigned, and I was asked to stand for that. And so I did. And so I've been with the PNB since December, and I'm still getting oriented because so much goes on here and things change so fast. I have extensive board experience throughout my life, but more on the policy and the governance end of matters, and not as much with finance. I'm much more accustomed to receiving completed financial statements and digesting them than I am to preparing them. I was asked to volunteer for this committee, to stand for this committee, because at least when I did, then no one else was doing so. And there were those of us from the station who felt that, especially given the role of KPFK in our current financial situation, it did not do for us not to be represented at the Finance Committee. So I'm here and attentive and expect to learn a lot in this process and will appreciate your patience and mentoring if it's necessary along the way. And any guidance you can offer me about how to be more useful. So, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Beth. And we have Lyndon or Julie, again, only if you wish.
It's Julie. I'm happy to go next.
Okay, Julie. Thank you.
Sure. I'm Julie Hewitt. I'm a listener member from WPFW. I've been on the LSB at PSW for, this is my fourth year. This is my first year on the PNB. Prior to being on the PNB, I had been as a PFW delegate on the National Audit Committee, and I that for basically the previous 3.5 years. So pretty extensive experience with audits. Let's see, I'm an economist by training. I'm a numbers person, an analyst, so... none of these spreadsheets scare me. Maybe the difference in some of the numbers. Those may be a little bit scary, but just the general proposition does not frighten me. So I look forward to serving on the Finance Committee and helping to get both the individual units as well as Pacifica as a whole on a sound financial footing. Thanks.
Well, that's excellent. We look forward to utilizing and getting the benefit of your knowledge and experience. That's good to hear. And Lyndon, if you wish to go, and I think, Lyndon, you also have some experience in these matters. Do you wish to share?
Sure. My name is Lyndon Foley, and I'm with KPFP in Houston. And I spent quite a few years working for natural gas pipelines, so it's real relevant for today, and most of my time is spent on rate and regulatory, dealing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and looking at expenses. So that is my highest bit of knowledge, is looking at expenses and spreadsheets. Of course, we did about tons and tons of spreadsheets. I've got a lot of experience with that. And I've done economic analysis of projects, and I've got like 30 hours of accounting, but I never practiced accounting. So that's my background. And
I was on the
Finance Committee 2 years ago, and so I'm glad to be back. And I think it's a very good committee, very useful. And I was impressed how they worked together the last 2 years.
Excellent. Thank you, Lyndon. Again, I hope we'll be able to put your experience to work on behalf of Pacifica Foundation. That's great. I was thinking not to take the time to have the rest of the committee members introduce themselves because we all know each other. Perhaps we could talk to the new members privately and introduce ourselves. Is everybody okay with that?
I am
fine.
Okay,
fine with me.
Is it clear? Is it clear where the phone numbers and emails of the new people are?
They were forwarded to the secretary, and he is working with them. He's had some difficulty getting at least one person on the list that I'm aware of. There may be others.
Yeah. Let me answer.
Arpaul, do you want to speak to that?
Let's see. I think it's Beth has, let me see.
I've had difficulty with my email. We've had a denial of service attack over since last Wednesday, and it's taken this long for me to get the box open and keep it open. But it's been open all day now, so I've been receiving email since earlier today.
Well, let's see. It's...
I'm not asking
minus,
you to read somebody. I'm not asking
starter,
you to read
right?
somebody's email on the air on this call, but I just
that's
I
I'm not going to read anybody's full email on the call.
All right.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay, so that's right. And it says exceeded storage allocation and
right. But I've taken care of that, and it's open now and receiving mail. I've received mail as this committee has been meeting.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be a problem yet.
All right. If you don't get the invitation to join the mailing list before the end of the meeting, let me know and I'll resend it.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll just keep at it till we get it done. Thank you.
And Arpaul, I want to pass along Beth's thanks to you, which she mentioned to me earlier when we were discussing this. She's thanked you for your thoroughness in trying to accomplish this, and we all appreciate that. Our Paul's been our secretary for a long time, and he's does a great job. I'm going to take this opportunity to mention that Sharon Adams, the PNB representative from KPFA, had notified us 2 weeks ago at our meeting that she would not be here for this meeting, and she notified us again by email that she would not be here tonight. Okay.
She's,
I think we can move on to the next item now. Pardon me?
The treasurer of KPFA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. What did I say? Member? Okay. Okay. I'm known for making errors of that sort, so please correct me whenever I do. Okay. So now we're going to go to the Pacifica National Office budget. And I'm just going to inquire, is Lydia Brazan here? Fred, is she here?
I don't see her on the control panel.
Okay, no worry. I did communicate to her to tell her we would be doing this. But it's going to be a preliminary discussion. We're not going to reach any conclusions tonight, I don't think. So... Anita, would you like to start and just give us an overview of the situation with the National Office budget, and maybe even we can look together at the initial national budget sketch that you came up with?
Sure. Let me start with the budget overall for the National Office, and I sent that one out also. Again, the title of it is National Office. Actually, we have income statement, but proposed 2021 budget. It has four columns. We essentially were comparing FY18, 19, third column in, annual 2020, and then the proposed 2021 budget, if you will.
Anita, I'm going to ask you to pause for just a moment and see if... So we can just take a moment for everybody to get onto the same page with that.
Absolutely.
James, Fred here. I just opened up the document. It's a Word document, one page. Is that correct?
Yes, but there's another Excel spreadsheet.
And what's the title of that?
You have to open the document.
Yes, and we'll do a better job of doing this for other reports. I think the title of this National Office Preliminary Budget or Proposed 2021 Budget, I think is the title. I think I sent four spreadsheets late today. This was
Gwen. This is Linda. Can I have the staff?
Yes, Lyndon, go ahead.
The spreadsheet, I think, is titled, what I'm looking at, P&O Preliminary Budget FY21-1.
That's it.
How are people doing in finding that now?
Truly, I have it.
Good.
Thank you.
Anita, would you like to start with the narrative part?
Yes.
That make sense?
Well,
why don't you start with the narrative while people find it?
Okay. I probably will talk about both because the narrative really is a reflection of the Excel spreadsheet, if you will.
Of course.
But I'll talk slow, and maybe if you have any questions, just stop me. Again, I'll be talking about the FY21 proposed. If you look at the revenue side of things, it does not compare to prior year. We, of course, the line item, if you will, we're not anticipating major donor revenue, so we have nothing there in that cell. Donations is really the only dollar amount that we left at the same as last year of $160,000. The income from the affiliates, which that budget, of course, now we've taken it out, separated out from the national office, so that's why that is zero. And also the SCA rent income that we showed last year, that is also being moved to stations, is my understanding, so we just zeroed that out. We're showing nothing for grant income or miscellaneous income, so very flat in the revenue side.
I have a couple of questions, if I might, before you go on.
Sure.
You mentioned that the affiliates' income was being zeroed out. Could you explain for the committee why? Just for anybody who doesn't know?
Well,
or the public?
Our understanding, I think we had it on the minutes that it was going to go to the stations. This is royalty income, is my understanding of it, that in the past was coming to the national office.
I thought that was actually going to, because the PAN is now a unit, that the income was going to be credited to them.
Okay. That's not that what I have, but I mean, I'm making a note.
Does anybody else have a comment on that?
Fred here.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I thought on the SCA rent income, I thought we were going to leave that with the national office. I thought that's what we
agreed.
Yeah,
Fred, if you don't mind, I want to deal with this, the first question first. If anybody has a comment on what we were just discussing about the affiliates becoming an official unit of Pacifica and how that's going to change the accounting, I'm going to go to the SCA next. Would you mind, Fred?
No.
Great. Our Paul?
I'll wait for next.
Ah, okay. Okay, so if nobody else has a comment on that, that's okay. We'll go ahead to the next, and then I'll ask Fred to go ahead.
Well, I thought we had agreed to leave the SCA income with the national office because looking at the spreadsheet, the national office has only got $160,000 of income since it appears that nobody's paying central services.
Correct. And Lydia specifically asked me not to deal with that question yet because of that very point. And the SCA income is coming from two of the stations that are providing it are WBAI and KPFK, and they're two of the stations that are not paying their central services. So she wanted us to leave that revenue stream in place without, you know, because if it went to the stations, did I hear someone speak?
Do we to the staff?
Go ahead.
Julie's newbie question is, what is FCA rent income?
It's also known as sideband income. It's on the towers, on the antennas. They have what are known as sidebands. They're on the far reaches of the radio bands. And they are rented to other entities to broadcast in some cases at some of our stations, and that produces income.
Our ball for stack?
Fred,
go ahead,
Arpal.
All right. Regarding this, did this pass the did a motion pass the PNB? Last I heard, it was referred to us. I don't think we. Anyway, has a specific motion passed the PNB? If not, well, we shouldn't include it.
No, there was a motion that came up from the WBAI Finance Committee.
Yes,
to the PNB, and it was referred to the NFC, and then Lydia asked us not to not to take it up.
Right. So it's not passed by the PNB. So status quo ante. It's not, you know, no
correct.
Change.
Okay. Correct.
So that 248,000, I can show it in the 21 proposed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. If I may continue?
Of course.
Okay. Again, if you go a little bit further down on the expense side of things, personal costs are a little bit lower. That is still due to the affiliate network that's now in a standalone budget, so we took that out. Again, the only, and I have a note, also future of ED hire. Obviously, further out in the year would not be the full amount of the salary, so there is provision for that. The second tab, administrative expenses, if you have that in front of you, further down, beginning on row 58 and on down, that is the bulk of the expenses. I'll point out, as I did in the narrative a little bit, that the accounting contract agency is an ETA. That is the annual amount of the contract, the $330,000, row 65. Audit fee is an estimate from Rogers, your CPA group, again, higher than it was in 2020. And then insurance expense, we did add an increase, but my understanding, because we have discussed this budget before, I believe the question was, do we carry D&O? My understanding is we do not.
This is Lyndon. I'd like to be on the staff.
Anita, for the benefit of those who might not be aware, can you explain what D&O means?
Yes, Directors and Officers Liability Coverage.
And what's that used for, Lydia?
Well, anytime, it's a possible lawsuit, if you will.
So that's the directors and officers' protection from liability, personal liability, if there are lawsuits. And we had initially thought that we were going to have that, and then turned out we didn't. And so we're going to see where that goes. Was that Beth I heard?
Yes, with a
go
question.
Go ahead, Beth.
Because when I first came onto the board, I was assured that we did have that. And
yes.
I haven't seen anything in writing, which is a little bit concerning. But so, and it's especially concerning now to find out that we don't have it. I'm wondering, when did the board last have that? How long has there been a gap?
I think it's been some time. I can't give you an estimate, but I did check with staff. What I will talk with Lydia, the interim CEO.
Yes.
I think at one time I heard that she was going to reach out to some folks that she knew to see if she could get a quote.
This is Lyndon for the SAC.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lyndon. I skipped over you, and I apologize, but why don't we let Beth finish, and then I'll come back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
A further question, then. In light of my previous experience, as I was chairing the LSB at KPFK, I wasn't on the Finance Committee, but I was lurking one day just so that I to keep up with things, and found out that way that we didn't have earthquake insurance in Los Angeles. And I actually spoke up for the first time. I said, wait, You're telling me how is it that I didn't know that? How long haven't we had insurance? And they try, which the bookkeeper was trying to, or the business manager was trying to assure me that this had come up at this point in the agenda because they were in the process of trying to restore it, and there was a, they anticipated. But finding things out this way always raises the question for me, what else don't we have that we should have? And so I'm wondering if it's possible, not here and now, but at some point in the future, if we could have a basic account of what we are insured for and whether that's adequate and complete and up to date, whether there are gaps in that. That we should be aware of and planning to.
I'll be happy to provide what the national office is paying for, but I think stations also are paying for coverage like earthquake.
Yeah.
So then, you know, it's not all under one set of books, if you will.
Right.
Get the detail, obviously. But this
I'd
is,
be,
quite frankly.
I'd be great.
That could be stopped, if you will, as a whole entity that might be at a better cost, if you will, for the organization.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lyndon?
Excellent point.
Yes, I'd like to reiterate that we do need to know what is insured. And not only on this, the $200,000 here, what it's going to be insuring, but also what each station has insured, because that's been brought up in our situation in Houston, and we just don't know what insurance we have. My original question, I'm surprised by the salaries. I wasn't aware that we had enough people. Who do we have? How many people do we have at the P&O? That are drawn a salary?
I want to say about six. Keep in mind, IT is in there also.
Oh, yeah. And what do they do?
Let's see. I'm going to, since we're on the stream, I hate to mention names, but yes.
Okay. That's fine. Maybe you could you know, write that down as a note, and I just didn't know that we had, you know, people at the P&O at this level.
In this budget, when you do find it, if you have it, Lyndon, it says sheet one. If you click on that, it takes you to you know, some expenses, specifically payroll, who's in there.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I see that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then the other large expense is pension consultants that we have under line 80 for $28,000, in case anyone was wondering what that was for.
It's Corey then, Stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Oh, this is Chris.
Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
No problem. Anita, previous to this budget, we've been getting sort of regular or maybe irregular would be a better way of putting it, payments from the affiliates. Now that they have their own budget, will the affiliates still be remitting any funds to the organization? And if so, where could we find those contributions on this budget, if they're there at all? Thank you.
You mean away from central services or contributions that would come in from them?
Yeah.
Please.
Let me try to be a little bit more clear. Since the affiliates weren't considered in the central services formula, they don't have a central services obligation, but previous to this year, we had been periodically been getting quarterly or semi-annually. I don't know exactly on what interval, but we have been getting funds from the affiliates back to the Pacifica. And I'm just wondering what, if any, row those are shown in on the budget. And if they're not shown, is that we're not in anticipating receiving anything from the affiliates in the future now that they're being regarded as a separate unit?
It might be that, one, we're not anticipating, but again, that does not mean that that is correct. If you give me time, I will look at their budget and see if we're missing that revenue on this side.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll get back to you, Chris.
Okay, I have just one quick comment about the director's insurance, too. I know that it hasn't been in place for at least 2 years. That's my only comment about it. Thank you.
I think you're right, Chris.
This is the chair. I want to make a comment also. And, you know, some of these shortfalls here are a consequence of what happens when an organization's cash flow is in crisis. And, you know, as we know, we're having, and as I mentioned in my chair's notes, we're having payroll shortages. We're having cash flow crises. So, you know, insurance is sometimes one of the first things to go in situations like that. That's just a reflection of where we are and what you have to do in a situation like that. I think, you know, we have to have a frank discussion about the fact that we're spending more money than we're bringing in and we're unable to afford basic expenses, and we have to make some cuts. And I think we know where most of those cuts need to come from. Unfortunately, most of our expenses are actually rather fixed, other than legal expenses. Most of our expenses are rather modest and fixed, and it's unfortunately only in personnel where we may have room to make adjustments, and we have to, for lack of a better way to say it, we have to bite the bullet and decide to go ahead with some of that. Anita?
Sorry.
Unless there's anyone else. Anyone else
Arpal,
first? Does anybody else want to comment? Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. Okay. On this personnel plus, and, you know, you're projecting you're projecting a hire for the executive director. Okay. What if there is no executive director hire, or there isn't one for some number of months? Do we have any estimates on how that will impact the national office budget?
Well, it will be a savings for sure, but again, in consultation with James, we probably could reduce that line item along with associated costs like taxes, if you will.
I guess maybe it's not a good idea to get an exact amount here because of stuff. Yes. Okay. Another question here. Now, it says central services from stations, and it gives us a negative 1.2 number. So you're projecting all stations? I mean, I'm not sure exactly what we're doing. Are you projecting all stations to give all of the central services? Are you projecting nobody giving anything? What is that?
This down here, keep in mind, this is a spreadsheet that's been around for a long, long time. It's mine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
November 24th, in fact, yes.
Okay. But again, these numbers, to my knowledge, have not been updated because we really just finished the spreadsheet that would tie to this, if you will, which is really what the new, based on the discussion of the new central service calculation. So, again, it was sent out to two individuals today for input, and I think what we were going to do tonight was really just discuss it.
Chris Corey for the deck.
Before you go, Chris, I'm just going to interject a comment. I'm going to request that when people refer to lines on this spreadsheet, you give us the specific line that you're referring to so it will increase people's ability to get to it.
Okay, can I give one last question?
Sure, go ahead.
Net income, net loss, line 32 is blank. Is that just because it's preliminary and...
imbalanced for now.
Okay.
It's balanced.
Right,
but we already know that there's a difference, of course. Because I'm going to add the rent income back in.
Are you done, R. Paul?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Chris?
Yeah. So we are discussing lines 27 through 32 right now. Or is that right? Rows? Rows, 27 to 32. So I think to answer R. Paul's question more succinctly, the reason that the items in 27 and 28 are shown as negative at the P&O is because they get credited for those items, whereas other stations, they are accounted for as a expense. So the P&O sees that as income, and the rest of the divisions see it as expense. But all of the spreadsheets are similarly formatted, so it is a little bit confusing. But what shows up as a negative on the P&O sheet is actually a positive for them. So you would subtract that line item off from the expenses, and that's where you end up with the net expenses, which is shown in line 30, and offsetting the revenue is offsetting that to the penny. So we're showing zero on cell I-32.
Thank you, Chris. You should be an accounting teacher.
There you go.
I don't think I could do that, but thank you.
I couldn't either.
Did I hear another voice? Okay. You want to continue, Anita?
I really didn't have anything else to add, sir, on this statement, if you will.
This is Lyndon for the SAC.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I'm interested in learning something about programming expenses, so that'd be line 84 and 85.
That's a share that we pay again, and honestly, let me shuffle my papers. I think I asked that question because it seems like we are paying or reducing a station expense for that. And same token that the Nash office picking up the uplink or the satellite feed, if you will, proportionally. I'll have to get back to you, Lyndon, on that. I wish Lydia was on because I know she would remember at the top of her head.
Anita, may I ask you, I said earlier that our expenses, most of our expenses are relatively modest other than, you know, legal expenses, which we know in this foundation can go haywire. But was I accurate in saying that most of our expenses are fairly moderate or modest and consistent? You don't see any glaring area where we could cut effectively in our expenses? We've got an ED, for example, who's working for free.
Correct. And that's really about the only line to my knowledge, because everything else is pretty flat. Let me point out something, if you will, and that is on legal as an example, and that is lines 64, if you will.
the professional fees dash legal.
Correct. In 20, it was the Nash office paid $362,000, but we don't know of anything else. We added, quite frankly, $100,000 to the $43,000 that was left in there when you took out, and that was for normal things that the Nash office would pick up. In other words, the other were fees that were paid for stations, if you will. And we did an analysis of this back, I want to say, 6 months ago. So I have it somewhere, but I can certainly send the detail out.
Anyone else?